Session 2, Engaging Stakeholders in Research, from a Funder's Perspective. Presenter Dr. James Cusack. Course Materials. The purpose of these materials is to help provide an introduction to the Summer Institute session on Engaging Stakeholders in Research, from a Funder's Perspective. The materials were designed to prepare trainees who are unfamiliar with participatory research with the general background to get the most educational benefit from the session. Toward this objective, we have prepared the following. 1. Learning objectives for this session. 2. Some key terms and concepts to become familiar with participatory research. These materials could be considered prerequisites in preparing for this session. To download a list of relevant websites and additional resources, please visit the International Society for Autism Research website, where you can download a copy of this session's course materials. Learning objectives. The Summer Institute for Autism Research was established in direct response to requests from early career researchers, including graduate students, postdocs and many others, with training opportunities in multidisciplinary areas. The Summer Institute team is now working to engage stakeholders as well. Summer Institute priorities are to provide freely available, multidisciplinary training platform for young scientists and others from various backgrounds that allows for international participation. The Summer Institute covers broad topics and is meant for people who are not expert in the topic area. It is offered over a free web platform and allows researchers from around the world to connect with the presenters. The overarching goal of the Summer Institute is to expose junior scientists to topics they are not currently engaged in, with the hope that basic scientists and clinical scientists could learn from each other to ultimately advance the understanding of autism. The current session, Engaging Stakeholders for Research, from a Funder's Perspective, is led by Dr. Cusack and a team of trainees who worked in tandem to prepare these materials and the web presentation. At the conclusion of this session, participants will be able to 1. Identify how autism research is going to move forward, setting research priorities by engaging various stakeholders in the research process. 2. Identify different stages of conducting stakeholder-aligned research, such as developing research ideas, implementing research, evaluating research, and publishing results. 3. How can we try and encourage involvement from stakeholders at each level? 4. Evaluate good and poor practices in autism research that engages stakeholders. 5. Discuss the importance of equitable partnerships when engaging stakeholders in research. 6. How can researchers support stakeholders in developing their research literacy and skills? 7. Understand Autistica's role in engaging stakeholders in research, including 1. Our research promise, how to ensure that the different subgroups of autistic community can be equally represented in research. 2. Our strategic approach, how Autistica has developed its current community/consumer-driven research protocol. 3. Development of Discover Network. Key terms. 1. Discover Network Autistica. Discover Network is the first national network for autism research, connecting researchers with autistic people, families and professionals. The aim of Discover is to make a difference to people's lives through research, help researchers do bigger and better research, cement the UK as a world leader in autism research. 2. Academic Autism Spectrum Partnership in Research and Education, ASPIRE. Academic Autism Spectrum Partnership in Research and Education, ASPIRE, is a partnership between non-profit organisations and individuals that aims to equally engage members from the autistic community, academic community, and other stakeholders in research that is deemed to be most relevant to the autistic community. Examples of past and current research projects have focused on employment, healthcare, violence, and well-being. 3. Community-based Participatory Research, CBPR. Community-based participatory research is a way to involve the community, stakeholders, and researchers to have equal involvement in all aspects of the research process. The integration of different perspectives can help improve our understanding of a given topic and ensure that any action following research outcome can directly benefit the community involved. 4. Community-informed research. People doing community-informed research want to partner with the community and get feedback from them on a study. Stakeholder team members are considered to be advisors. Stakeholder team members are involved in some, but not all, aspects of the study. The goals of the people doing the research is to build relationships with the community. They want real input from the stakeholders, rather than including stakeholders just to say that they have done, known as tokenism. 5. Engagement as used by PCORI. PCORI stands for Patient-Centered Outcome Research Institute. Engagement defined by PCORI emphasizes on having meaningful involvement of community, stakeholders, and researchers throughout the research process. Meaningful engagement starts with a well-thought-out engagement plan, and PCORI has set a series of guidelines, known as the PCORI Engagement Rubric, and also passed engagement plans on their website to guide researchers who are planning to engage with the community and all stakeholders on how to formulate an effective plan strategy. 6. Identity first language. A language style that integrates the condition experienced by the individual with their personal identity. In other words, autistic individual rather than individual with autism. A recent report in 2015 by Kenny et al. Found that identity first language is adopted by most autistic adults, family/friends, and parents of autistic children, but few professionals. 7. Presumption of competence. To presume competence means to believe that a person can learn and achieve goals unless there is very strong evidence that they could not do so. Our belief in whether someone is competent affects how we engage with a person. For example, it might change how much information we offer them, how or whether we speak to them, and how much work we put in to help them accomplish their goals. To believe that someone can meet their goals when they may not be able to is less harmful than assuming that they cannot meet goals. Even if the person does have difficulty with learning or meeting a specific goal, they will still benefit from the engagement and invested effort given by those who believe they could learn and meet their goals. 8. Person first language. A language style that puts the person before their disability, disabilities or medical conditions. Saying person with autism is person first language, while autistic person is identity first language. One study found that almost half of professionals like doctors and therapists use person first language instead of identity first language. 9. Stakeholder. A stakeholder can be any party, such as an individual, group, or organization that has an interest in autism, and can affect or be affected by the condition. There are many different types of stakeholders to consider. You can find a list of stakeholders on the PCORI website.